The views and opinions expressed on this show are purely the views and opinions of the person who made them, and do not necessarily reflect or agree with those of the show's commercial sponsors, its radio station affiliates, or internet broadcast platforms. As the restriction on our God-given right to free speech manifests itself throughout the world, we are inspired by Jesus Christ's immortal words, "And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." And we reserve the rights to all our words. Thank you, and now enjoy the show.
To learn who rules over you, simply find out who you're not allowed to criticise. You are listening to ACH, I'm Andy, your host, and on today's instalment I'm talking to you, originally recorded and broadcast on Saturday, February the 22nd, 2025, at achshow.com, I will be presenting a show entitled The Bank of England Inflation Calculator, and the time is 8:15 a.m. here in London, making it 3:15 a.m. on the East Coast and 15 minutes past midnight on the West Coast of America. Welcome to wherever you are around the world. Okay, so I'm including a link to the Bank of England Inflation Calculator in the post for this show. This came about, I just wanted to look up what something cost back in, if something in the late 80s, what it would cost today. I was just curious. So when I looked on Google, this was one of the top results. Of course, it's working in pounds, UK pounds. So for any of you around the world, I'm sure there are other tools that you can use, but this is the one I found, and it seems pretty simple to use. So you can only put it in full pounds. You can't put pounds and pence. But I remember a packet of crisps or a packet of potato chips, an individual one from a newsagent for many years in the 80s, was 14 pence. And I remember that well. And I look at places today and you can be paying like a pound for these things now. And I'm like, it hasn't gone up that much, inflation. It does seem to be strange. Things like that. And also remember, I think in the late 80s, there was, for years, you'd get a McDonald's meal, and that's when you get, for example, Big Mac fries and drink, and it was £2.88. So if we go back to, let's call that 1988, because I'm sort of going off memory when I used to go out with friends and stuff like that, and we'd end up in places like McDonald's, as you do as a child. So what would goods and services costing £3 in 1988 cost in January 25? And it comes up with £8.19, which is around the price. I think it's maybe a little bit cheaper for a McDonald's meal, but there's not a lot in it these days. And then if you look at things like maybe a job that you got. So I remember when I got my first job in 1994, my first permanent job after leaving university, they offered me, well, the job was for $9,500 to $10,000 a year. And they found out I wasn't working, so they offered me $9,250. That was a nice one, wasn't it? So $9,250 in 1994, it was. What is that in today's money? Today it would be £19,131.36. So you can see that it's more than doubled, that amount of money. But then if you look into things like house prices, stuff like that, you generally find that the house price is a lot more expensive than the inflation is. So houses, certainly in this country, have been going up a hell of a lot more than inflation. So I found the tool interesting. I hope that it's good for you. But I think my Google search was something like, you don't need me to tell you, you know exactly what to do. But it was just really, what did something or other cost back in what was £10 worth in 1984, something like that. And then an inflation calculator popped up. I'm sure that there are ones, as I say, from around the world. Okay, now on yesterday's show, I think there were 15 articles to go through, and I did my usual yesterday. I went through the Daily Mail top to bottom for you, and I couldn't find anything of any interest. And so it has happened before. We've had one or two articles, but I thought what we'll do instead is go through Oddity Central. And this website, excuse me, is called odditycentral.com. Hang on, I haven't done the shows yet. Well, we'll do this first, and then we'll do the shows. Okay. Shows that I've downloaded to give you ideas of things to listen to. So, odditycentral.com. And it's interesting, because some of these I've seen in the Daily Mail. And they've only recently been picked up. So, the top one, high school teacher allegedly identifies as cat, growls at students. And again, that's the one in Australia that I talked about on here. And then we've got doctors find five contact lenses lost behind woman's eyeball. Pretty awful, that one. And obviously she thought that they had dropped out or what have you, but she never imagined that they were stuck in her eye or behind it. And then another story I saw in the Daily Mail, quite sad. A woman loses both hands trying to interact with a shark on a Caribbean beach. She was trying to photograph it, and that's what happened. Man climbs China's most famous mountains on his hands. Now, this guy, 38-year-old Sun Gushan, only started practicing handstand climbing in May of 2023, but last year he embarked on a monumental challenge to climb the 50 most popular mountains in China by spring of 2025. So there you go. That's what he's been up to. Next, we have somebody keeps leaving plates of peeled bananas on a street corner and nobody knows why. Now, this is taking place in a town in the UK, a town called Beeston, which I've heard of, but I've couldn't tell you where it was. And between the first and second day of each month, a plate stacked with 16 to 20 peeled bananas always shows up on the corner of Abbey Road and Wenser Avenue in Beeston. And residents have absolutely no idea who is behind the strange custom or its meaning. It's been going on for more than a year, and that people have put signs out asking whoever's doing it to stop. But it turns out that they were speculating on why they would put them out. Could it be a religious meaning? Could it be someone feeding the local wildlife? But no animal ever touches them. So this is a bit of a mystery that's going on over there. Then we've got a man who forges grandparents' death certificate to get time off work. A bit of an extreme thing to do, but a guy from Singapore, he got fined thousands of dollars for doing that so that he could basically, as I said, get paid leave from his workplace. Then we have the airplane nose cargo ships that revolutionise ship design. And these are Japanese container ships operated by Imoto Lines. They've got some of their ships, the front of them are designed like the nose of a plane. So there's pictures of that there as well, if it's of interest. Black Panther Chinese researchers build world's fastest quadruped robot. This, of course, as it said, it is in China. And the first 6 years of the project, the scientists struggled to exceed the speed of 6 meters per second. In early experiments, once the robot went over this speed threshold, it suffered severe damage, such as ruptured calves, and in some cases, the entire torso disintegrated. However, after numerous trials and attempts to mimic the joint and muscle structures of various animals and even humans, researchers managed to make important modifications, such as adding springs between the leg joints to cushion impact, and earlier this year, the Black Panther robot reached a record speed of 10 metres a second, coming to a street near you, one would imagine. And then a nice one. Meet King Kong, the world's tallest water buffalo. 3 years old. He is in... Where is it? It said the area where he was. He's about 20 inches taller than the average water buffalo. And despite his massive size, he is a gentle giant who loves playing and being around people. And he was born on a farm in Thailand. And there's a picture of him on the website. Doctor under fire for giving a pet cat a CAT scan at his hospital. Well, it was his pet cat. This is in Italy. And he was worried about him, so he did that at the hospital. And now he's got in trouble for it. And I think we'll leave that there. That's pretty much most of the page. So let's go over here. A show that I found, but I haven't downloaded, but you may find of interest. The reason I wanted to mention it is we hear lots of things about Donald Trump, and I'm reading about him every day in both the independent media and the mainstream media, but I've never heard this. Now, you remember the claims of Russian collusion and all this with the election against Clinton, which was all complete nonsense. It was found that this dossier made up by this English idiot, Steele, or whatever his name was. Well, from the True News channel on Brightian.com, yesterday's show is entitled Former Russian Spy Claims KGB Recruited Donald Trump in 1987, which would have been while they were still a communist country. So I thought that might interest some of you. The show is nearly 2.5 hours, but what they generally do is they do about an hour on a topic and then they do some sort of sermon afterwards, which is when I tend to tune out, because they have a different grasp of scripture than I do. But it's there on Brighton.com, the True News channel, if that is something that you want to listen to further. What I have downloaded today is Richie from Boston put up another show. King Trump will be destroying the dollar this year. That is on the Richie from Boston BitChute channel. Michael Francis on the Michael Francis YouTube channel. End of an era. Can the mafia survive the 21st century? I thought it was pretty much dead after John Gotti's son took it over in the mid to late 90s. But he seems to think it's still going. Although not so much an Italian flavour. We hear obviously about Colombian drugs and all this sort of thing. Stuff like that going on. Russian mafia, what have you. So a couple of shows there. And then the Not the BCFM Politics show from politicsthisweek.wordpress.com. Let me just check that again. Where is it? Here we are. politicsthisweek.wordpress.com. Tony Gosling has had a problem uploading the show, so it's listed on the website. You have to scroll down to the Radio for All link, and you click on that, and then you find the recent show in there. It's not too complicated, but it's not something I can, excuse me, explain now. So I found it within a few seconds, so I'm sure if you're after that show, you can do likewise. The green button on the website isn't working because of some sort of update from WordPress that Tony Gosling is unable to get his head round at the moment. And then we have the Jeff Rentz program from yesterday. Not sure whether any of these hours will be up for free on Rentz.com, but if not, you can subscribe at RentzRadio.com. The first hour is Wyatt Peterson, who's proven to be very popular on some of the forums that I read about the Rentz show, and I'll be looking forward to that. The second hour, Hal Turner, who we feature pretty much every day on this show, his website, HalTurnerRadioShow.com. And then we've got Father Paul Kramer, who's Jeff's Catholic expert, and I'm looking forward to that because obviously we hear that the Pope is double pneumonia at what, 88, something like that, which is pretty worrying at that age. And so there you go. With that in mind, I haven't actually looked at any mainstream news so far today, so what I'm going to click on now is going to be a surprise to me when we start off with Associated Press, apnews.com. After years of firm support, 10 days upended the US approach to Ukraine. Yeah, so firm support includes overthrowing the government, does it? Yeah, because that's what they did, in 2014, as many of you know. Okay, let's move on to BBC News, see what's going on. The most popular, most read stories at the moment on that website. Trump fires top US general C.Q. Brown in shake-up at Pentagon. So he's still doing all these different things, which is encouraging. Trump is a dark horse. Russians on the invasion of Ukraine 3 years on. Cryptocurrency theft of £1.1 billion could be biggest ever. We'll have a quick look at what happened here. So this is a cryptocurrency firm, Bybit. They said hackers stole $1.5 billion worth of digital currency. It's a Dubai-based company, and they were hacked, and the hackers stole it from its Ethereum coin digital wallet. Ethereum is the second largest cryptocurrency by value after Bitcoin. I've never gone for cryptocurrency, and I have clicked on it. I've sort of looked, and it's very complicated. I mean, I've set up all sorts of different things that I've managed to do myself, but I look at this and it's just, no, this is not for me. Who will be the next James Bond? Speculation mounts after Amazon buys 007. Well, what essentially happened here, it's not Amazon. A few years ago, you remember Jeff Bezos bought like the Washington Post, you know, so he bought it. Well, another thing that they bought was MGM Studios, and MGM Studios had some sort of deal with the Broccoli, who owns the James Bond franchise, that it was kind of like a split, but the Broccolis had creative control. Essentially now the daughter, the younger Broccoli, and a stepson, who's got a different surname, they've decided they're getting on a bit and they're going to take a step back and let Amazon have creative control of the Bond franchise. And Amazon's saying that it's not just going to be films, they're going to be doing all sorts of other things with Bond. And I, for one, I'm not actually too bothered about it. The last Bond film I saw was Spectre. And when the Daniel Craig thing came in, they took the Jason Bourne series far too seriously as being influential and being as how these sort of action films should go on. And I remember these action scenes that you just couldn't follow. They were too fast. It was crazy. Give me Jaws and Roger Moore any day of the week. So I kind of tuned out in a way with Daniel Craig. And to be honest, I can't really remember the plot of any of the films really past Roger Moore. And I've got a box set that takes me all the way up till, I think, the first couple, certainly the first one of the Daniel Craig films. It was Bond at 50, so it would have come out in 2012. And it was an excellent box set, Blu-ray. And if you buy any other box sets of Bond, you find they've got no extras on them. This has got all the extras on every film, which I haven't watched, to be quite honest, because I'm not that massively into Bond, but that's certainly the set I would go for. Anyway, this one's just popped up. I'm not a wealth-holding boomer. My grandchildren want for nothing. And so this is a piece, obviously, on someone. This boomer business has been going on, reported on it earlier in the week. I kind of was thinking it was going the other way, that she was saying that my grandchildren are greedy or something like that, but she says, my own grandchildren want for nothing with their own phones and gadgets and loads of Lego. They don't know what it is not to have. Yes, there you go. I mean, that's quite true, really, when you think of these people when they were young. Some of them did just get an apple and an orange for Christmas. You know what I mean? So certainly their parents, it was that sort of thing. Okay, let's move over to the Daily Mail, see what's going on over there. The top story, how a surgeon accused of abusing 300 children kept 70 life-sized child dolls under his floorboards and wrote in his diary on his birthday every year, "I'm a paedophile and I'm proud of it." And this is somewhere in France, I think. The wine brandy producing region of Cognac, where this evil has been going on. Zelensky surrenders to Trump and will sign mineral deal within hours as Ukraine frantically backtracks after threatening to derail Russia peace plan. Well, again, I've heard that the minerals are in an area that Russia already controls, the Donbass region, so I'm not sure where he's planning to get the rest from, and personally I wouldn't trust that little twerp as far as I could throw him. And Phil Collins shares heartbreaking health update following his retirement. Now, he doesn't even perform standing up anymore, and he's only 74, so he's obviously had all sorts of problems. It was originally a spine injury, which happened in 2007. He's now got type 2 diabetes and all sorts of other issues. So there you go. Let's move on to the independent news, see what's going on over there. So we'll start off with RT.com. US threatens to shut down Starlink in Ukraine. They're planning to do that, apparently, as leverage in bargaining about mineral reserves. Next, we have rents.com. Go on over there. Scroll down. Headline news section. Here it is. Trump promotes paper ballots, voter ID, proof of citizenship, and one-day voting. And then we've got Catherine Austin Fitz lays it all out. That takes us to a Substack article rather than a show. Trump and Putin, I've had people, or let's talk about Putin quickly, people that I don't just respect, but they're friends of mine, Dr. Matthew Raphael Johnson and Dr. Patrick Slattery. They very much think Putin is the real deal. He's genuine. I differ, but I could be wrong. That's what I say, and I hope I am, because wouldn't it be nice if we could just turn this world around? And, you know, with divine intervention comes a lot of other things beforehand that are very nasty. So wouldn't it be nice if that's actually going to happen a few hundred years down the line and we can actually overcome what's been happening to us by who's been seizing control? But I just feel that the control is too great. And I feel that the people like Trump and Putin, they associate with the same people who are in control, which makes me very suspicious of them. But as I say, I hope that I am wrong. Let's move on to howturnerradioshow.com. Fired chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. That's probably that same guy that I just mentioned. Again, one thing I did see is this Kash Patel. He's got, is he head of the FBI? Well, it's a senior post, whatever it is. Now, he's Indian. Presumably, he's got a name, Patel. I think that's the most common Indian name in this country, certainly. And you heard all these comments about Elon Musk wanting to bring these Indians in on these special visas and stuff like that. There was a bit of a pushback on that. Well, think about this. Kash Patel comes out, he says, right, we're going to do a big inquiry into the 2020 election. We're going to go after those who jailed the Jan 6 protesters, all this sort of stuff. How many of these MAGA people are suddenly going to say, well, this Indian guy is great. You know, we've got no problem with other Indians coming into the country because look at what this guy's doing. He's done more than any other FBI director we've ever had. We've got no problem with this whatsoever. This is the way that my sceptical mind works. I may be wrong, I may be right, but it's worth bearing in mind. That's all I have to say. Let's move on to earthnewspaper.com. Mark R. Elsis website. See what's going on over here. Oh, that is my show with Dr. Peter Hammond, the immigration, invasion and demographic time bomb that threatens Western civilization. It was 75 minutes we did in the end. Peter, what he said, when you're doing a show with a guest, you might have ideas of doing things during the show, something said or what have you, and then that kind of goes away, because I don't interrupt one of Peter's presentations unless there's an issue I have to correct or whatever, have to step in for any other reason. Sometimes that can go. Other times I note it, and at the end of the show it's still relevant. Well, I had the idea of playing Nick Griffin's speech to the European Parliament, which I've played many times on the show, and the Barbara Lerner Spector speech, both of which are available on YouTube. So I played them off the YouTubes to make sure that they worked during the show, and included the links to the YouTubes in the post for the show, which you can find at achshow.com. Consequently, it went on longer than the usual hour that we do, although we're not governed by that anymore because we don't go live anywhere. I think there was one show we did recently that came in at about 45, 50 minutes. But I thought it went very well, and I've had other people who do shows of their own actually get in touch and say they thought that was a very good show. So I want to thank, obviously, Peter for all his excellent work on it, and Mark for kindly promoting it at the top of earthnewspaper.com, which is a site we look at every day on this show. And quote of the day, this is from Ezra Pound. Until you know who has lent what to whom, you know nothing whatever of politics. You know nothing whatever of history. You know nothing of international wrangles. Isn't that so relevant as to what we see going on with Trump, Putin, all that sort of stuff? Look behind the curtain, folks. That's all I have to say. Censor.news, Mike Adams' website. Again, I don't know. I didn't jump into this one at all. It's an interesting title. It's his final show of the week from yesterday. Delusional UK leaders plan military draft and war with Russia. Well, I saw some ex-head of the army or something, you know, running his mouth about, oh, we need more military spending, we need this, that and the other. I can't see how a military draft could take place in this country, quite frankly, with all the wokery that goes on in it. I don't know how they could square that circle, to be quite honest. But it makes for good headlines and good hooks to maybe get people to do a show. So whether it's true or not, it's probably an exciting show, which you may want to go and listen to. And let's finish off with the Before It's News top.com top 10. So just scroll down here to number 10. And I've gone too far. Here it is. Number 10 went up 2 hours ago. 80 people viewing. SGAnon. Cash is about to drop all of the elite pedos' names. Get ready, DC, you're done. What did I just say some moments ago? Number 9 went up a day ago. 91 people viewing. Page has jumped. Here we are. David Nino, prophetic Amanda Grace, delivers chilling prophecies and warnings to Trump. Number 8 went up 9 hours ago. 120 people viewing. SGAnon, Intel condense the final phase. Number 7 went up 6 hours ago, 131 people viewing. Diddy and Obama's lawyers fired and quit after Pam Bondi says she holds Epstein's list. Number 6 went up 5 hours ago, 131 people viewing. WTPN's situation update. Trump and Q-Drop trust the plan. How to save America to back the feds. And then the headline runs out. Number 5 went up 7 hours ago, 159 people viewing. Michael Jaco, situation update. The Epstein Island list reveal coming. IRS abolished and no taxes. Number 4 went up 5 hours ago, 168 people viewing. Breaking, the internet is exploding over what Trump and Musk just discovered about Fort Knox. Number 3 went up 9 hours ago, 285 people viewing. And we know, Trump dark to light, game over, cash, prepare for the storm. They're really getting on with this guy, aren't they, the so-called independent media. Number 2 went up 11 hours ago, 313 people viewing. The Pleiadians' important announcement, accelerating energetic timelines. And just for a change, this might be the most informative member of the top 10 at the moment. And number one went up 12 hours ago, 495 people viewing. Exposed, 5 forbidden healing secrets the elites tried to bury with Dr. Ed Group. And that's presented by the guy who looks like he's the only Amish member of the independent media that I know of who broadcasts his own show. Okay, so that being said, let's play the outro. I want to thank all of you for joining me today, Saturday, February 22nd, 2025, for a show entitled The Bank of England Inflation Calculator. This show will be back on Monday. Traditional Christian message tomorrow. And until then, folks, thank you for listening. Have a wonderful weekend, and bye for now.